This episode is dedicated to ASMR. I'll turn up the volume and the heat for the second part of the show. So let's get to it. Thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. ASMR is defined as a feeling of well-being combined with a tingling sensation in the scalp and down the back of the neck, as experienced by some people in response to a specific gentle stimulus, often a particular word or sound. ASMR is triggered by things like whispering voices, paper tearing, and scalp massage. Keeping with those sounds, it is also noted that other stimuli include eating or chewing food that makes a satisfying crunch. Breath noises, and the sound of someone drinking and swallowing. I was talking to my boyfriend, Sean. Hey babe, love you. About today's episode, and he gave me an interesting topic to research. He mentioned an article he had read about Mr. Rogers being compared to an early pioneer of ASMR for kids. Thanks again to our good friends at Google, still not endorsing the show. Here's what I found. An article from naturallyrelaxing.co.uk cites that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, an educational children's television series that ran from 1968 to 2001, hosted by Fred Rogers, became an iconic figure in children's television with his gentle, warm-hearted demeanor. Here are a few examples of why Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is considered an example of ASMR. Soft and slow speaking style, repetitive sounds and actions, simple and quiet atmosphere. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was not a loud or frantic show. It was typically quiet and peaceful, with gentle music and a slow pace. This simple, quiet atmosphere is reminiscent of the calm environments often created in ASMR videos. While Fred Rogers and his show were not intentionally creating ASMR content, many aspects of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood align with what we understand ASMR to be today. The calming atmosphere, slow pace, and personal attention all combine to create an experience that many viewers find soothing and relaxing, much like ASMR. NaturallyRelaxing.co.uk also cites Bob Ross's The Joy of Painting, a television program that aired from 1983 to 1994 on PBS in the United States, another early pioneer of ASMR. Here are a few examples of why The Joys of Painting were an early pioneer of ASMR. Soft spoken and gentle voices. Sounds of paintbrushes. When Ross would touch his paintbrush or palette knife to the canvas, these are common triggers for ASMR sounds, with the methodical and rhythmic sounds. Positive affirmations. Bob Ross was well known for his positive and encouraging commentary. Phrases such as happy little trees and there are no mistakes, just happy accidents, deliver a sense of comfort and positivity, contributing to the calming and uplifting experience that aligns with ASMR. He was instructional and methodical and gave personal attention to his audience. So remember, happy little trees, and there are no mistakes, just happy accidents. Because it's time for audio erotica. Well, thanks to my dear friends at Google, still not endorsing the show. Audio erotica is defined as a form of erotic storytelling that uses the imagination and ears to create a sexual experience. Some say it's an ethical way to experience pleasure without being exposed to visuals that may not match one's fantasies. Audio erotica is also sometimes referred to as audio desire or audio stimulation. Erotic books are available online and through most radio streaming services. But if you don't want to listen to a spicy book, there are websites that have pleasurable audio sounds available, like Dipsy, Quen, Audio Desires, Aural Honey, and the Orgasm Sound Library. Yes, you heard that right. A whole library dedicated to the sounds of the Big O. I bet that librarian won't shush you for making too much noise. Now, I'm not going to moan and scream like Sally Albright, but I will read a short passage from a spicy book. She looks at the ground between them, the air around them pulsing with desire. Her chest heaves. She knows what's going to happen next. He wants to see her eyes, the shifting color from blue to stormy gray, her long, dark eyelashes fluttering as he lifts her chin, setting her gaze towards him. She can't help herself. Her eyes dart to his lips, trembling with anticipation. She knows what just one kiss will unfold. Well, that about does it for today. You know, also, if you're a fan of ASMR, you know what sounds really great? The sounds of a keyboard while you're sending a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl hey email to ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.